are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now, we take a look at verse number 54, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this is the seventh ruku of Surah Al-A'raf. We commenced with a discussion on this ruku and this verse yesterday. And we were taking a look yesterday at the very first sentence where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Surely your sustainer is Allah who created the heavens and earth in 6 days. And we gave a bit of an introduction. We said that in the previous verse, in the previous ruku, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made mention about what will happen in the year after. The people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, how they'll interact, the Ashabul A'raf, etc. Now, so in that ruku, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was telling us about what will happen. What will happen in the future. And how we need to prepare accordingly. Make sure we are in the right group and we're not in the wrong group. We don't end up being from Ashabul Nar, but we end up from being from Ashabul Jannah. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going back. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us about our origins. How the heavens and the earth was created. Why it was created. Why the messengers alayhi wassalatu wassalam were sent. And how those people who obeyed the messengers and accepted their message, how they were successful, and how those who disobeyed the messengers and rejected their message, how they suffered the consequences. So in this ruku, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about his power. And Allah is talking about the origin of mankind and how Allah created us. And then in the rukus to follow, Allah talks about the previous nations. So, after having spoken about Jannah, Jahannam and what will happen in the future and how you need to ensure that you are in the right group, you live your life in the right way now so that you can be in the right group then, Allah goes back and says, look, let's take a look at it now retrospectively. I've told you how it will play out in the future based on how you conduct yourself in the present. But let me remind you about what lessons history can teach you. This is Allah. An introduction to Allah, the powers of Allah, the dominion of Allah, the control of Allah, and then an introduction into snippets of history. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا. The next ruku will start with the story of Nuh a.s. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. Allah will talk about Hud a.s. going to the nation of Ad. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. In the next ruku, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about Salih a.s. going to Thamud. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the people of Madian and their Nabi Shu'ayb a.s. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala moves into the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Thumma ba'athna min ba'dihim Musa wa Haruna ila Fir'auna wa mala'ihi. Then we sent after these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun and to Fir'aun's associates and the ministers of Fir'aun and the close people of Fir'aun. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's story is discussed at great length in Surah Al-A'raf, right up to just before the end where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the Ahdi Alast and the Pledge of Alast sector. So that's the kind of overview of what's happening here, what's been discussed so far in Surah Araf and what's to come. Now yesterday we just mentioned a few points with regards to the creation of the heavens and earth in 6 days. We explained the point that we know that Allah has the power to just will for something to happen and it comes into existence. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَكُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. The Quran says Allah just has to say be and it is. And the ulama explained Allah doesn't actually have to say be. Allah just has to will for it and it comes into existence. So on the one hand the Quran says that the Quran tells us about kun fayakun, and on the other hand the Quran tells us that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. The question may arise, is there a contradiction? The answer is no. Sometimes you can do something in a shorter space of time but you choose not to. You can drive from here to Durban in 3 hours. But you choose to do it in 6 hours, and there may be reasons why you choose to do it in 6 hours, and your choice to do it in 6 hours does not contradict the fact that you have the capacity to do it in 3 hours. Similarly, Allah's choice to create the heavens and earth in 6 days does not contradict the fact that Allah has the capacity to have created instantly, to have just willed, and it would have come into existence. And that's what I explained yesterday, and we concluded on that point. Now, I mentioned yesterday that there's a question, I mentioned the question and I said we'll answer it today. The question is, that days are determined by the rotation of the sun and the moon, right? So you calculate days and nights with the sun and moon. Now, when Allah says it took him, when Allah says that he took 6 days to create the heavens and the earth, to create this universe, there was no sun and moon at that time. So what's the meaning of 6 days? إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Surely your sustainer is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Now, if it took Allah to create the heavens and the earth 6 days, then what do we mean? What does Allah mean by 6 days when there was no sun and moon at that particular time? Some of us Syrian have said that it actually means the equivalent time of 6 days as we understand it after the sun and moon was created. So the time that it took Allah to create the heavens and the earth, this universe, was equal to 6 days. Because, as I said, the days and nights as we know them are governed by the rising and the setting of the sun. And since the sun was not even created at that time, there was no day and night. So when Allah says, Sittata ayyam, Allah is indicating that the equivalent of 6 days, that's what it took Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the time that it took Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to create the heavens and the earth. Another interpretation of the Mufassirin is that alternately we could say that this does not refer to the days and nights of this world, but rather of the unseen world. 6 days according to the unseen world. However it was in existence at that time, we don't know. And then scholars say that, okay, even if you say 6 days, right, is it 6 days of this dunya as we understand it, or 6 days equivalent to the days of the akhirah? Like in Surah Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, in a day whose length is 1,000 years in your reckoning. So one day in the year after will be equivalent to 1,000 days of this dunya. So when Allah talks about 6 days, is it 6 days of this world as we understand it, or 6 days meaning the equivalent of 6,000 days? Those are just possible options. Those are questions. We don't know. And there's no harm in not knowing whether it was 6 days of this world or 6 days of the year after equivalent, or just 6 days of the unseen at that time, or the equivalent of 6 days as we know it. These are different possibilities, but we cannot say conclusively, we cannot say definitively that with certainty it's one or the other. These are just different possibilities that the Mufassirin have brought to the fore, and that they have brought to our attention. There are different Mufassirin who will give different opinions. One will say it's more likely that it's this, or the others would say it's more likely that it's that. But the key point here is what I emphasized yesterday, and that is most of the Mufassirin say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose to create the heavens and earth over a period of time, 6 days, whichever interpretation of 6 days you take, and not to do it instantly, because Allah wanted to teach us about the importance of gradualism. See, sometimes to do things instantly, even if you have the capacity, that is not what is required. That is not what is efficient at that particular time. That is not the best thing to do at that particular time. You don't have to do it as quickly as you possibly can. Sometimes you need to do it as thoroughly as you possibly can. Now with Allah, there's no dichotomy between quick and thorough. Because Allah can be quick and thorough at the same time. It's not to say, because Allah has no limitations, that if Allah does it quickly, then automatically don't be thorough. But Allah wanted to teach us that, oh humans, if Allah took his time, to use that expression, to create the heavens and the earth, when you are doing important things, you take your time. Not take your time meaning you waste time or you delay unnecessarily. There must always be an urgency in what we do, because life span and life opportunity is limited. But you don't need to unnecessarily rush. You don't need to unnecessarily do things quickly. Gradualism is good sometimes. And Allah in his wisdom has resorted to gradualism many times. And I gave the example yesterday as well. Allah didn't just say, okay, if you want the son, lift your hands, make dua, and I'll grant you a son. Pop, there comes the baby. No, you have to be intimate. There has to be, the wife conceiving, then carrying the baby in the belly for 9 months, then the birth procedure, the breastfeeding procedure, then the child grows up, then the child becomes an adult, and that whole process. Similarly, here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the scholars say, it is possible that first the materials were created. So the heavens and earth were not just created instantly. Allah first created the materials. Thereafter, the materials took different shapes and appearances in accordance with their dispositions until they came into existence with all the related things in their present complete form in 6 days or 6,000 years, whichever way you want to interpret 6 days. And Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahimahullah in particular has written that even today, the system of birth and creation in man, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, they all take the gradual form. It's this gradualism that is important. So now we've dealt with the first part. Inna rabbakum Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal arda fi sittati ayyam. The second part of this first sentence, thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh, he then established himself on the throne. istawa ala al-arsh is a very intricate and a very important point of aqeedah. What does it mean Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala established himself on the arsh? Tomorrow inshallah we will unpack it and try and explain it in as simple a way as possible. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.